עוד שיניים ואוף. ואז יהודה פרק ממבוב פסוק חופחס, ואז יהודה שולח לפונוב גושנו אל יוסף, ואז יהודה שולח לפונוב אל יוסף להוירס לפונוב גושנו ויבוא ארץ הגושן. יעקב אבינו hears Yaakov Avinu hears that Yosef is alive. He's alive. It's beforehand. And he says, I got to travel down to see my son before it's too late. And the first thing he does is plan to going down to Egypt with his family. The first thing he does but he makes a very big point to send the head Yehuda. Ves Yehuda Sholach Lefonov El Yosef. He sends him El Yosef Lehoirois Lefonov Goishna, to go down to Goshen. What's this big need to send Yehuda ahead? There's a machlokes in Chazal. One is Rashi brings the pshat lahoris lefan of the tagumoy lefanis loimokum lahoris heichis shashibo, to establish the place where they should dwell. That's one pshat. The shaila is, if we're going to that pshat, what exactly has to send them in front? They'll get down, they'll establish. Listen, Yosef is not working in a grocery store. Yosef is not, has a Joe's Delicatessen with nice pastrami sandwiches with the pickle. He's not running a delicatessen down there in Egypt. Joe's Deli. He's the viceroy. He's the head of Mitzrayim. You'll get down to Egypt. You'll get down to Mitzrayim. You'll come down. Yosef, you're the Sholit. I'll go to Mitzrayim. Wherever you want to live. What's the need to send Yehuda? If you want to just send out Yehuda, we'll pick out a nice name. Yosef is too busy. El Yosef, he said to Yosef, go to Yosef. And Lahoris Lefonov. Chazal said, no, the Pshat the Medrash HaGod, which is even more needs beer. Lahoris Lefonov, the Sakhaloi Beis Talmud. Shomisham Teitzei Hira. The other Pshat is, he has to go ahead and build a yeshiva down there. It's also interesting that this has to be accomplished. They'll get down, they'll set it up. One hour. Next. But yeah, so Yosef Merkavtoi, one of the greatest, most exciting things in the whole festival praise. Everything's exciting about it, but this made the coloring books. At age 4, you remember, all the way down to the back of the coloring, first coloring book on Brachos, page 71. Yosef meets his father. He's coming on his chariot. Color of the chariot, red, white, and blue, if you're American. And Yaakov's coming, an old man coming down on his wagon. Everybody sees that picture, remember, from the coloring books. They meet up. The first time in 22 years of Isaiah. What an unbelievable. He imagined the feeling of Isaiah. He thought it was the Chasham Nifta. He thought, well, who knows what's doing with Yosef. And now we see him for the first time in 22 years. His love, his son, Ben Zakunim Hulai. He imagined the feelings going on in front of Yaakov, Rabbi Isaiah. And he says, Imamish is Molly Regish. And the first embrace of the father and the son in 22 years, all the pent-up emotions, all the pent-up feelings is coming out right now. Imagine that hug, Rabbi Yisai. A father and a son who love each other to no ends. Here it comes about the hug. Shema Yisrael. Chazal said the next pasuk. Yosef falls on his father. Yeah, but he pulled the pasuk before that. But he pulled out Tavorov, Ayev, called Tavorov, Oy. Zagrashi falls on his necks. Says Rashi, Aval Yaakov will never tell you, Yaakov didn't, he was like a stone, a fish. You ever shake a guy's hand sometimes? You want to give him a nice handshake. Dead fish. Wow, you're such a friendly guy. I feel like being your friend. Maybe in the next lifetime. But anyway, dead like a fish. Here he is, he's mamish, the most fed up Yosef's father. He loves his father with the most incredible, incredible love. His father's a stone wall. He gives him a hug. He feels it like he just kissed one of those stones at the face of the presidents. What are those called? Mount Rushmore. He just kissed Mount Rushmore. Stone-faced. Wow. What an emotional feeling. So Chazal tells me what's going on with Yaakov. Yaakov, he got up a little late that morning. JW. Did he want his tefillin late? Shema Yisrael. He's saying Shema? Now he's saying Shema? Mefarshim asked the Kasha. Right. Mefarshim asked the Kasha. Monavshach. If it was Man Kriya Shema, so why wasn't Yosef saying Kriya? He says, if it wasn't Zman Kriya, what's he doing saying Kriya Shema? Pela Otzim. So his old pilpul, you're going to stifle him because Paris is old pilpul, that it could be Zman Kriya Shema, but Yosef had a chiyuv before and I've kibbut of aim, or Otzim mitzvah potum and a mitzvah, I'm a bigger parent. The Maral says, a Mahalach, that he wanted to direct all his love to Hashem. At that moment, he had so much love and he wanted to channel that love and express to Hashem. So he said, Shema, this is Maral's Mahalach. We want to say another Mahalach. So the question we're going to answer is what is going on here that Yaakov is starting saying Kriya Shema now at this moment, the Pel of the Gazal. Okay. So what happens now? So Yosef decides, so Yosef says we gotta go to Paro right away and tell him what's business. I'm gonna go tell Paro. I'm gonna tell my brothers came here. And we're going to tell Paul right away that my brothers they work with sheep. They're shepherds. Why are we going to tell them? Catch him, it's up there. When Paul calls you, the plan is right away, you say, yes, what do you guys do? Say it right out of your mouth. Shepherds! We're shepherds! And you have to tell them we were shepherds, not only now. This is our business from years past. Why? So Rashi says. So Rashi says. Oh no! So the pasuk says, "V'amatim anchi miknei." You tell them you work in the mik. However, that means the reign of the after. We are shepherds in the family from back to Papa John, all the way back 85 years. We're in the shepherd business. Shepherd pies. Kamenado gamo yseinu. Ba'avur teishu ve'eretz goyishin. Ki soyavas mitzrayim ko roi etzoyim. You know when a person in Mitzrayim, they hear your roi song, they throw up. It's a te'evet, it's like disgusting, like vomit. That's what it said. Ki toyavas mitzrayim. Fishem, Rashi says, was it? Of course, by them, a person who's a shepherd is mamish disgusting. I understand the mice, you want to say Paro, Yosef had a jail, you want to tell Paro, listen, we need a little own place. Yosef goes ahead and he tells them, I want you to tell Paro something that's going to make Paro feel like he has to throw up in your face. That's what I want. I want them to have bags ready for him. When you throw up, they're going to put in, bring in those bags from the airplanes. So you say, you know, like the Gemara says that in Chagiga, that there's a type of guy who has a terrible smell. He's called a tanner. I hope none of you are in that business, because I wouldn't be able to give the shmooze right now. A tanner has a terrible, terrible smell. The Gemara has a havamina that he can't do Galil the Reg, because it says you have to be able to go up with everybody and not too many people want to walk up with the tanner. He works with dead animal skins, Rabbi Sai. It's not a happy, not a good business for a nice Jewish boy, Rabbi Sai. Especially if you want to stay married. Maybe have a different apartment. But the tanner business, not only so it has a terrible smell. So can you imagine, what business? We're the tannery business. Gas mask, please. You want to tell Pilate? Listen, Pilate, we don't think it's... What's the Indian? So it's mass right here. We want to talk and make it that the marriage discussed with you. Now I ask you a question, Rabbi Sai. The hurt should be the opposite. You're coming down to a new land. He's the viceroy's brothers. You're the guy who's the mamash, the head of his brothers. So you have to listen. I want to tell you one thing. We need to have our own place. We have our shul. We need to be out of it. What are they telling? Why are they making themselves kitoyav has mitzvah? Disgusting. Why are they making themselves disgusting in the eyes of the Egyptians? And the terrors to these kashas are by side. The mahalach is by side. The Yaakov had a big fear of us to go down Mitzrayim. How do we know that? Is a passing mefurish. He had this big desire to go down to Mitzrayim, but the Kodesh Baruch came to him in a dream. I'll tell you the in pasuk mem hey still mem vav gimel. Don't worry, you'll be a big nation, you'll wax great. Don't worry about going down to Mitzrayim. Yaakov Rivino was very, very worried to go down to Mitzrayim. He was scared, Rabbi Sai. He was tremendously scared. On one hand, he wanted to see his son. He wanted to see his son more than anything in the world. On the other hand, he realized that Egypt is not a good place for a nice Jewish boy. In fact, Rabbi Sai, so much he was scared so much to go down to Mitzrayim. He was afraid. He was mamish pachadik, because he knew Mitzrayim was the place of tumah, gedoyler, Rabbi Sai, the greatest amount of tumah. In fact, there's a chamedrash. I never found the map to see the medrash. The medrash has a gvaldik akasha. Yosef was in Mitzrayim for 22 years, Rabbi Sai. Hello? You ever heard of the postcard business? I love New York. Picture of Manhattan skylight. Send it here. Hi, Dad. Doing well. At the Sphinx. You saw a picture of the Sphinx, the pyramids. A picture of Yosef over there with his kids. Menashe and Ephraim. A nice picture. Smile for the camera. Put it on a thing. And send a postcard. Dear Dad, everything fine here. How's it going with you? Love, Yosef and sons. P.S. Send some peanut butter, Skippy Dad, the next care package. One postcard, Hashem Yirachmi. His father's sitting there in a bailer's, doesn't know what's happening. A postcard! There's a major chazal that says, maybe it's a Bali Toys that says, Yosef was afraid to do it. You know why? It's going to say on that little thing, where the postcard's from? Cairo, Egypt, Rabbi Sai. Go tell your parents that you took a trip down to Egypt. You get on the next plane back. We went down south, a little too far down south. It was the place of Tuma Gedoyla. In fact, we have a whole shmooze that what happened to Loit. One of the Svarim, we had one shmooze one time. What happened to Loit? Loit was a kosher, Rabbi Sai. Loit was a kosher, Chazal said. No, he wants to say the loyal kosher means that not some rabbi who wants to, you know, he was bribed $5,000 to say about a guy that, you know, to write on this thing, oh, he's a very nice Jewish man. Please hire him for the shamus and the shul. Signed, Rabbi Abraham Biederman. It's not some type of thing where it's a kosher sign, like, if, you know, flashing in the window, he's kosher. The Torah is made on loyal kosher. That means, but Boy said, that means the Torah HaKadosh B'nishom was made on him. And yet he went to a level of Rahman Litzlam. We know what happened to him at the end of Boy said. It's Nus and Taivis and himself, but David with his daughters. Hashem Yerachim. What happened to Lloyd? Lloyd was a tzaddik. He went with Avram and he wasn't asked. He went after his uncle, his Rebbe Muvok. What happened to him? Hashem Yerachim. Hashem Yerachim. This man who was a tzaddik, he went with his Halakha uncle, the tzaddik Ador, and he followed him through thick and thin. There he is, with a bathing suit! Walking around with Bermuda shorts on Shabbos! With long hair! You see old pictures of Lot, a nice yeshiva bacha. And later on, there's something on the head over there, Pepsi Cola bottle cap. With Bermuda shorts, nice, with what's the thing you wear in Hawaii, that thing over his head, what's that thing they wear, whatever it is, walking around with who, I don't want to say who's on his sides, they weren't bodyguards either. Hashem Yerachim, look at the picture of him, nice yeshiva, Yanko Fevikon, and here he is, Jack, with Bermuda, what happened to Lord Hashem Yerachim? So one of the unfortunate said, you know what happened? A Ben Azmanim trip to Egypt with Yaakov, with Avram. They went down to Egypt, just small Ben Azmanim. The small little thing pictures. Shem Yerah was the Makor of Tumas HaTumas. One of the Pshotim, in the back of the Haggadah, in the Sipur in the floor, in the back of the Haggadah, the Sipur in the floor is the back of the Haggadah, Migdal Eder was a famous Haggadah. It says over there, Avotzei Yisrael, Ani Yivaloi Malach. On the night of Mitzrayim, I went into Mitzrayim, and even though Malach, you know why? So Pashup Shad once said, the Chavivus of Hashem. No, Malach was afraid to go in there. He would become a Tomei! Because Borel Bachoyne were asked to go in! That's how stark the Tumah was, Mitzrayim, Rabbi Yisai. And even though Malach, not because of Chavivus, because it was so stark, even Gavriel, to get away from the bar! What are you doing in there? Gavriel, Michal, partying in the bar over there in Egypt. What? Did you see who just went into the bar? They look like angels. They were afraid to go down to Egypt. They ain't Malachim were afraid. So Zok the Medrash, Yosef didn't want to send a postcard. Everything fine here in Egypt. Because he said that would put his father in the state of worse matzav. He thought he was dead. Now he'd be spiritually dead. And Zok the Halakha of Elev Elio, we once said over this chat also. They come back. Yosef reveals himself in this week, Pani Yosef. Okay, it's very, 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 very hard for them, but they make up and they kiss, whatever it is. And they say, go quickly to my father, tell him I'm alive, he should come down here. Ah, gewaldig. They run and they get the horses. I'll take us over there. Don't delay. Get there. They get there. Can you imagine the excitement? They're ready to tell the father for 22 years. They found him. Everything is good. They come in there. And I said, Dad, we got to tell you something. They're breathing so heavy. They ran. They got off the horse. They were running. We got to tell you. Yosef's alive. I don't believe you. Nice joke. You ever hear the one about the rabbi and the priest, maybe? You don't believe this? This is a serious matzah. They tell me, I don't believe you guys. These are the shvatim. They're coming back and tell them, I don't believe you. Prove it. The shvatim shift they call. Prove it. He brings the agolas and show him. That's pshara b'isa. It's like an unbelievable pshara b'isa. You know why they couldn't believe him? Because they said something very, very stark. They said something that maybe they should, I don't know if they should have said or shouldn't have said, but Yaakov heard a stira, so he couldn't believe it 100%. You know what they said? They came back and they said, ויגידו לו לאמר, אוי יוסף חי, ואוי יוסף חומש בכל ארץ מצרים, ויופק לי לא יאמן להם. You couldn't believe them. You know why? Because they added it. They didn't just say he's alive. They said, oy Yosef chai, v'chi hu moishel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. And he's the ruler of Egypt. He's ruling the entire land of Egypt. Yaakov has a kasha over here. We have to realize, Rabbi Yisrael, everybody has their nusach, has their lush, what things mean. You go to a regular human being, chai means living, physically living, breathing, okay? That's chai. But to a Jewish person, relate that to a great person, to a person that understands that this world is not for just eating potato chips and corned beef sandwiches and eating 2 pounds of garinim shchorim on Shabbos. That's not what life is. That's not what living here for the bear. We're living here for 3 pounds of garinim shchorim. And eating watermelon seeds the whole Shabbos. That's not, we didn't come down to this world to find the quickest way to crack open as many seeds as possible. And litter the whole streets of Yerushalayim. That everybody could find how you get where you're going to tonight, from where you got to. Follow the yellow brick road. We're in this world, chai, you're sort of a chai, Rabbi Yisai, is somebody who's living spiritually. You show him. He's breathing, he's living, he's eating a lot of donuts, drinking Coke, the real thing, or not the real thing. He eats steak and everything, but according to Chazal, he's not doing mitzvahs, he's called dead. So there was a big steer that he heard. Oy Yosef Chai, v'chi hu moishel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. He's ruling over the mokum ha'tumah ha'godol. So to the Levi Eliyahu, that's a steer. You can't call him a chai. In my vocabulary, that's not a chai. Lo yamin, it's not shayach. He's the moishel of chol eretz Mitzrayim. He's the moishel on Egypt. He's the moishel on mokum ha'tumah. You could call him a chai. V'chi hu moishel b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. Not shayach. Vayares ha'agolos, zok chazal, he saw the agolos, and he reminded, they told him, he sent the agolos, because that's the sugal of what Egel Aruf was the last sugal they were learning. Vatechi, oh, if he's holding in that sugya, if he's holding in learning, if he's still learning in Torah, Vatechi Ruach Yaakov, oh, there's a chai. But to say he's Moshe B'chol, he's chai, for Moshe B'chol, that's Mitzrayim, that's chai, he's dead. And now there's a shiva on him. He's not alive. He's Moshe B'chol Eretz Mitzrayim. That was... So Yaakov's now going down, taking responsibility. He wasn't sent down by HaKadosh Baruch Hashem, said, don't fear. He's going down to meet his son. Vayistos, there was a Siba, he understood. He's going down. And he's taking his whole fear, all shiva nefesh. And he's going down to the Mokom HaTumah HaGodol. Yaakov is petrified. What's going to be? It wasn't so simple what happened at the end. They Parsha Shmois is mashma that the whole gzeira, I'm Beisalevi, Parsha Shmois, the whole gzeira that they put on them was because they were integrating. They got mixed in. Beisalevi's mazir, an unbelievable shtickle, and Parsha Shmois, that the whole yisoid of anti-Semitism is a bracha, not a klala. The whole yisoid says to Beisalevi, is that if Chas V'Shalom we're getting too close to the Goy, if we don't make Kiddush, we're not Mekadosh ourselves, the Goy makes Havdalah. So said the Miyasa, the Yoimi, Ramea Shapiro, if the Yid doesn't make Kiddush, then he's not Mekadosh himself, to be different from the Goy, and the Goy will make the Havdalah. The Goy will be the one to, all of a sudden, they hate us, the Mitzrayim, what's going on? When are they getting so excited? Chas V'Shalom had to make But Nebuch, after all the brothers died, they started to spread out, leave the ghetto. We gotta become cultured. We gotta learn about the Jew, the Egyptian society and everything. Vayirbu, vayatzim, v'moi, v'moi, v'timolei ha'oretz oisam, zok di yalkut, in Parashat Shmos, v'timolei ha'oretz oisam. They started to fill up the theaters and the circuses. Ringlam, Barney and Bailey! Nam bam 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 bam. A small little Chol HaMoed trip to see all the Goyim. We're not, don't worry. We're just looking at the clowns, that's all. They filled up. Paro started to make his hairs. But Yaakov was tremendously fevachah of this thing. So Yaakov said, we got to go ahead and first establish, before we even get down there, I'm going to tell Yosef, because Yosef had a tremendous koyach. This was the koyach of Yosef. Yosef had the koyach, that's what the Mefarshim say, Yosef was in, Yosef who Mitzrayim, Parashat Shmos, it says that Yosef was in Mitzrayim, the Pshat, that Yosef had a koyach that even among, he could live amongst the goyim and still retain his Yiddish guy. He had a tremendous koyach, which wasn't for everybody. And Yaakov wanted to give over the psak for the door. We are not going to be that way. We're not going to mix and try to retain. We're going to remain. We're going to be levad. We're going to go out into the wilderness. And we're going to make it. Not only we're not going to mix, we'll make it that they want to throw up when they see us. Mama Seichem! We are tanners! Don't get them out of there. We don't even see. They don't want you to see you. When they see you, they feel like throwing up. That's what we want. We want them, that's what they feel. They see a Jew, they start not going out there. They're not coming to visit us. No one's coming out to see us. We're mo'us in their eyes. We don't want to have shahs with them. Because we have to keep our identity. Chas v'shalom, we lose our identity. That's the end of Yiddishkeit. And that's why he sends down Yehuda Sholach Yeshal Lefon of Goishna right away. Set up a place to live also. We is the best place to live away from them. Set up a base at Talmud, Shemisham, Yetzi Hora, because if there's no Torah set up, Rabbi said, and there's Tamil Yisoid Godel, and anybody meets Hashem, when the Talmidim, or anybody goes out, Rabbi said, you know the Yisoid Godel, if you want to go out to a community, you're going to go Kiruv. It's a beautiful thing, Rabbi said, but you have to have a Mokum Torah there. It can't just be, it has to start with a Mokum Torah. You set up a base of Medrash, with some Avreichim, and you want to do Kiruv at night, but it has to be from a Mokum Torah, Mokum Hayroah. There was once a Gevaldik, Reb Scheinberg's wife's grandfather, Reb Shmuel Anjon, he started the first yeshiva, RJJ in New York, and he was Moisen Nef to start that yeshiva. And he said, why? He said, the pasuk says, "Ki ner mitzvah v'toyrah or." Ner is like a mitzvah and Torah is or. He said, now what's the difference between a candle and a fire? The difference is, when you have a heavy wind, and a very fierce wind, a candle is going to blow out. But an or, if you have a bonfire, that bonfire won't reach far because it might spread, it gets big, it remains instead. We're in a place, we came to New York, we came to the US of A, and there's winds of mixing with the goyim, these winds have become like the goy, just trying to get into parnos and do everything you can. We saw Hashem Yerach, everybody knows what happened. The Yidden that came over on the boats from Europe, they left the shtetl to go make money. What's with them today? Rabbi said, "What we had with them? What are we are their grandchildren. What happened to the grandchildren? We know we had it a few weeks ago. Shmuz, what are they doing on Hanukkah? They have no Hanukkah menorah in their window." Just a big bush. A big flushy bush. And a big picture of a guy with a long beard. A long white beard. But it's not Rav Shach. It's Santa. He looks with a long white beard. But he has nothing to say but ho, ho, ho. That's what we have with the Nebuch. These kids, the great, the great, 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 great grandparents. You come into the houses. And there's two pictures. The altar Baba and next to him is Santa. They look alike. Hashem Yerachim. What happened to him? It came over, we got mixed. Hashem, it was gone. Went after the money, everything. So Andrew said, beautiful. Just doing mitzvahs. We'll have the Chevra Kadisha. And the Gemach, the society for lending long underwear, whatever we'll have over there, it's going to be very, very nice. But at the end of the day, if we don't have Torah, it's going to blow out. So he went from Mesiras Nefesh to raise money to start the first yeshiva ever, RJJ. Kiner Mitz, unbelievable word. You go out in the world, this is what Yaakov in the Torah, you go out in the world with this time. The first you saw it, if you want to go out, you gotta have a mokum toira to win. Shemisham it's hoiro. Hoiro is direction. You have to know how to handle yourself. You need a GPS, but you can't go on the road without a GPS. That's the mokum toira. That's gonna give Shemisham it's hoiro to Yisrael. And you have to come with Yaakov Avinu. The Dudiyak of the Pasuk says, the first one saying, Gvaldik Abshav, Eilish Mois, B'nei Yisrael, Aboyim Mitzrayimah. They're coming. Shabbam, Shabbam Mitzrayimah. It's Aboyim. They have to also feel, we're just coming here for a short period of time. We're not settling here. We're Kah Aboyim. They have to always feel that at any time we're getting out of here, we're leaving here. And you got to come with Yaakov Avinu. Says the Pesach, Aboyim Mitzrayim, Yaakov Avonu. We have to come with Es Yaakov, like the Pesach says in Shmois. Ve'eilish Shmois, in the beginning of Shmois, Ve'eilish Shmois, Ve'eilish Shmois, B'nei Yisrael, Aboyim Mitzrayim, coming, Habom Shabom, no, they have to, Es Yaakov, you have to come with a Godel, you have to have somebody who's directing you, a big Godel. And you have to come with that feeling, that we're here, that we're not going to mix and mingle. Whatever we have to do with the Goyim, we have to do. But it has to be the most limited thing, because we have to keep our identity. Once we lose our identity, Hashem Yirachem, the Yiddish identity, it's gone. But we have to be ghettoed in. We have to be natural. The Goyim doesn't want to have anything to do with us. And that was the old shtetls of us. The old shtetls, the Goyim didn't want to tell. Ah, the Jews, they have their own stuff. They do their own thing. No shayat. Then, oh, we're intellectual, enlightenment. We've got to go out to the colleges, the universities. Hashem Yirachem. That's why Berlin, all these things, they didn't became, that's it, they lost their identity as a Jew. And half the people were intermarrying in Berlin. Hashem Rahman Islam. Ayn Victor Billis. Ayn Sham. Ayn Sham. Abel to answer, so that's why he said, if he had to be before him. But I want to say that was also when he met Yosef. This is the Ruh Chiddush this year, boys. The Shema Yisrael was a statement to Yosef. He loved Yosef more than himself. But he wanted to tell Yosef, I love you, and family life, and together is all great. But the first number one priority, and I'm coming down to much of this, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echos. This is the number one priority as I come down. I know you're the viceroy, and you're great, and every mixing mitzvah, but you should know one thing. We have one priority. The top priority here is Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And that's our tachlis in this world. That's what coming down Mitzrayim. So I want to hug you, and I want to kiss you, and I want to give you a biggest embrace. But before that, I have to establish in my mind and in your mind, you have to know this with the depths of your heart, that our number one priority, more important than family and being togetherness and all that stuff, because Yosef's probably living in Mitzrayim. He's not living in Goshen. He wants to live together. We'll be next door neighbors. We're so everything's fine and dandy, Yosef. But one thing, ahead of all family and the togetherness and the love, one Yisrael, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. And the third thing, and we're ending, the last thing, the Nashim Roy Tzoyim, which we said before, that we had told them that they have to despise, they have to think of us that we're Meshuganis, we're doing our own thing. The Yidden, let them stay in their place, they're tanners, keep them there, let the Goyim also, besides we have to realize for ourselves, we want to make sure the Goyim realize itself. This is how we keep our identity and the stage, and it worked. For all the time, at the beginning of Eilish Mois, that the whole time that they were alive, that all the brothers were alive and they were still with this Yisoid, so they stayed faithful. But Vayomas Yosef Cholav Chodavahu, and they did, and they saw part of Yisrael. That's when they started to intermingle. But boy, say Yisoid God, Rabbi. So this was Yaakov's message. Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Rabbi, say we're in a world, Rabbi, say that those, especially the Americanas, U.S. of A., we mix and mingle, we get involved with the culture. The guy, and we think, okay, we have to realize, boys, we have to realize in the depths of our heart, we have to make that distinction. We have to stay close to our identity, keep our identity, boys. Not for our sake, for our children's sake, boys. They have to know that what's the most important thing. What's chayim? What's the type of chayim, boys? This is the big story. The differences between us and the guy is in that area itself. What does it mean living? in their world, living means indulgence. In their world, living means as much gashmis as possible. That's their type of living, Rabbi Yisrael. That's all that type. Everything is about 100%. The whole life is wrapped about around it. What another type of possessions they want to acquire? What type of things they want to get? How much food? Everything's wrapped in everything. And that's a life. Quality of life for them. That's the quality of life. You make a lot of money, and you have a big home, and then you retire when you're 70, 95 to Florida, you get new teeth, and you go down to Florida. And that's a successful life. If you could be on the golf course, if you hopefully can walk still, on that golf course, and you can eat, you still eat, still have teeth to eat with, so you still could churn out that steak, and live on the golf course at 95, everybody say. Tee off at 95, then you're a successful life and have all your money in some bank that your son who hates you is going to inherit. That is the successful life, everybody say. Your son who hasn't called you, the only time he's going to call probably is when they come to tell him that you're about to die, just to make sure to sign that thing that he gets all the money. That's the next time he's going to talk to you. But that was a successful living. And we hold it like a guy that could live. And we look at go to Reb Steinman's house, the walls are peeling, everything you go there, you see what's going on. Paint those walls already. The walls are peeling. He didn't have a telephone, Reb Steinman's his house. No telephone. Not a cell phone. Telephone. No telephone. A life, a man of 104, the whole world wants to know what he has to say, Reb Steinman. Imagine the Goyish world, but it's such an unbelievable riot. Amama, these guys, after he's 50 years old, 60 years old, gets to 70 years old. Shut up, old man. You don't want to hear what you have to say. You're soon going to be in the old age home. You're going to be in the old age home in a bed, sleeping soon. Maybe we'll come to see you off. And we'll come to visit you. Maybe. You're an 80-year-old man. Keep quiet. Just take your golf club and watch out for the guy next to you. An old man, respect for an old man. And here people are waiting to hear the words of a 103-year-old man who doesn't have a telephone in his house. Who the whole calls Majum Askin Daitin Lishasheves. Successful living, Torah, Yiddishkeit, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Being Mekadeshim Sheremayim, showing the world what a Yid is, Rabbi said. The Mamlech is kind of a great Kaddish. So if we get mixed up, we get our things mixed up, and we start to think for a minute that Chaim Amiti and Rabbi said, so he's saying so many people, Rabbi said, if it's not holy, it's halfly. There's for sure things in front of each and every one. But if I had a little bit more money that I could buy this and this and this, if a guy had $1 million, what would he first do? In our minds, you just got $1 million right away. I'm going to buy a nice home. Okay, I'll get some Sfarim also. But you think about it, everybody. In your first thing in your mind, what are you going to do? You're going to go buy nice, are you going to go buy beautiful tefillin right away? Is that going to be the first thing on your mind? Maybe buy a safe, have your own safe at Torah? Okay, you have enough money to buy it. But what's number one, everybody? Can you imagine, came to you in the middle of the night, and they said, boom, they got a call, hello, there's Yanko Fefferman, you just won the New York State Lottery, $64 million. What's going through a person's mind, Rabbi? That's the Shaila. I say, unbelievable, before I'm ending, Shlomo HaMelech, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him in a dream, he says, what do you want? He says, I want Chochmas HaTorah, I want Torah. I want Chochmas HaTorah. What's the big thing? So there's a word from Rabbi Segal, and one word from Rabbi Segal, Shiva Manchester, unbelievable word. He said the pshat wasn't so much the pshat was the spontaneous reaction. Someone comes in the middle of the night, here's $1 million. Right away, what's the first go through your mind? I'll buy a house, I'll buy this, I'll buy that, I'll buy that. And then, okay, ruchnius. Right away, what was the spontaneous thing? The first Hashem says, what do you want? Get the boom, chachma. I want Torah, I want chachma. The spontaneous reaction. That was what Dov Shomach was zuchat the chachma. And that's what we have to work on, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to make that the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, is the number one priority. Torah, ki heim chayeinu v'yerachim eino. We say it, Rabbi Yisrael, every night. Do we believe it? Ki heim chayeinu v'yerachim eino. Thus is our lives. Is it really engrilled into us, ingrained into us? That's the avoider, Rabbi Yisad. That's what Yaakov Avinu taught us. If you want to be successful living in this world and make it, we have to ingrain the priorities. We have to get our priorities straight. Shmi Soichu Be'ez Hashem. Oy Yosef Chai. Shmi Soichu to live out our lives. The Emes Echios. Kihem Chayin Americh Emeinu. Uvo Emnegi Yom V'Lo. Amen.